This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked.
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Stevens with us in Montana, as Amazon spells it. I'm in Missouri. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vincent Finelli. How's everything with you this morning?
Well, since you mentioned it, since you mentioned automobiles,
yeah.
I do want to say something that I have observed something that I think is a very simple thing for. A tip for our class, but what I see in the marketplace is horrible. So, for example, there are different kinds of antifreeze for each vehicle, and I have yet to see one where someone has flushed the antifreeze and put the correct antifreeze in for that vehicle. There are all types of antifreeze, and they are not necessarily compatible with the vehicle, nor with other antifreeze. There's pink and blue and green and yellow and red and orange. And the vehicle manufacturers will tell you which ones you need. So what happens is, let me give you an example. So a guy bought a Toyota pickup truck, and the radiator was leaking, brought it over here. The radiator had previously been patched with epoxy at least three separate times. And the reason I say three is I can see by the different colors of the epoxy that it was three separate times. But this radiator was a replacement radiator from a junkyard. So the original radiator failed. The replacement radiator from the junkyard failed. And then that one was patched three more times. So we're looking at five radiators or five failures. That's an enormous amount, because the radiator on this particular truck is a couple hundred dollars. That's without labor, and that's without antifreeze, and that's without... So, why did this happen? Because the wrong antifreeze was used. Now, in the north, it's called antifreeze. In the south, it's called coolant. So, all my recommendation is very simple. Before, if you don't know, and someone's worked on your vehicle, or you bought it used, you probably have the wrong coolant or antifreeze in it. So, look it up. Go to the internet and look up what kind you should have in it. And if it's the wrong color, you need to drain it out immediately, because it will eat your heater core, which is embedded in the dash. And sometimes that's $1,000 worth of repair right there. It will eat your radiator, and it can also eat the heat exchanger for your transmission, your automatic transmission. Now, if coolant... See, the radiator's under pressure, let's say, 15 pounds per square inch. So if there's a little tiny pinhole in the heat exchanger in your radiator for your transmission, your automatic transmission, coolant will enter your transmission and destroy it very quickly. Very quickly. So now you're looking at a transmission, several thousand dollars, and you're looking at a radiator and labor. So my advice is really simple. Check the color of your coolant. If it's not the right color for your vehicle, you need to flush it. And I wouldn't trust anybody to flush it. I would do it myself. And you can find the videos on YouTube on exactly how to do that. Rich, even any comments on what I just said?
Well, I'll tell you something. I, can go into a lot of detail with what with the little you just said, because you're talking about forced obsolescence. But when you talk about how suboptimal products can cause damage, that basically relates to economic 101. And, you know, I love to talk about that. And basically, then we can talk about what is currency, how long is the Federal Reserve note going to hold value, crypto, gold. Basically, what we really need to discuss is bonds, yields, debt, because what it all boils down to is purchasing power. And the powers that be want forced obsolescence. They want less self-sufficiency. They want the people to be distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And before we even go into that, I want to congratulate, there's an article here, new Project Veritas drop, current senior Google engineer goes public on camera and exposes Google. Greg Coppola, I want to personally congratulate you and thank you for your courage, because all these conversations that we're having, Vince, it doesn't matter what the topic, it could be financial, economic, social, political, discussions of political correctness, it could be gardening, it could be self-sufficiency, it could be off-grid living, it means nothing. If big tech does not get controlled by the people, there's censorship, there's surveillance, they are going to be directly related to election and voter fraud. I'm not saying that's slow to be condescending. I'm telling you that if big tech and the powers that be who pretend to be philanthropists keep controlling the system with this much corruption and manipulation, I don't care what discussion we have. It's going to be aristocracy controlling the serfs at every level. So what I would like to do today, Vince, and pardon the interruption, you know, I probably have about 19 hours of stuff we can talk about, but I think it's really important to talk about what we could use as currency, as barter, and things of that nature, and talk about bond yields and debt and the Federal Reserve note. And what do you think about that?
I'm all for it, and you know it's happening right here in our little village. Our neighbors will show up and they'll have extra tomatoes, and they'll just bring them over. And we'll have extra cucumbers, and we'll bring them over. And that's just, you know, being neighborly. But then again, when our neighbor's in a jam, we'll run over and help them, because that's the way it is. So there's the barter, which is, you know, an unofficial, unregulated, unmeasured barter system. There's never been an agreement that, you know, you give me tomatoes and we'll give you cucumbers. It's not like there's anything in writing or a handshake, or even, it's not even discussed. It just happens. So there's that kind of barter, which I think is wonderful, and that's just plain old friendship, right? That's just being neighborly. That's the way it used to be in the 1950s and the 1960s. So we need to get back to that, but then there's, you know, a more deliberate kind of a barter system. You do this for me, I'll do this for you, do that for you, and we'll do it without the government taking a slice of what we just did for each other. And I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally agree. I mean, when you look at what definitions of word regarding economy really means anymore, there's so much ambiguity. You know, markets, fundamentals, fair value, leverage, liquidity, solvency, even inflation and deflation is ambiguous today, because everything is manufactured to be inflated, like healthcare, which is over 800%, but we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment also for wages and things like that. So liquidity, valuations, PEPS ratios, GDP, credit, debt, core business of corporations going awry, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity, money, profits. Everything's ambiguous, and everything is skewed against prosperity for the little guy. You know, one example I use often is the gold to silver ratio. It shouldn't be 90 to 1. It should be 16 to 1. Everything is corrupt and manipulated in order to keep the little guy down. Now, I get a lot of questions, you know, regarding currency, regarding value, regarding things like that. And, you know, we can talk, and we've done shows on crypto and versus gold and things like that. But, and I can talk good and bad about everything, but when you look at all the, I mean, Vince, I got emails that aren't getting to me. I got phone calls that aren't getting to me, and vice versa, that I can't get out to other people. There's so much corruption and deplatforming and shadow banning and elimination of commerce with today's algorithms and the censoring and surveillance. The so-called free internet is totally in jeopardy for decentralized anything. The aristocracy, basically big tech, sold out the little people. So power, money, and control is not just an addiction, but the hacking, the cookies, the computer viruses. You know, Facebook, Google, Amazon has billions of dollars of contract with the CIA alone just for cloud services. That's why we need whistleblowers like Greg Coppola. And we need to put people like that in the hero column because we're in an environment where we've actually exported inflation, imported deflation. But if we keep feathering the nest regarding money printing and subsidies and special interests and lobbying and PACs, all going to the too big to fails and too big to jails, the little guy is going to get inflationary pressures on everything from housing and stocks, rents and transports and food, water, health care, college, insurance, taxes, lumber, all the things that the little guy thinks that they need is going to go through the roof with the deflationary pressures coming from robotics, automation, artificial intelligence. So these unsustainable headwinds of future rates of growth look bleak. We have to stop thinking growth and GDP for happiness. When you look at the global and the corporate and the household debt and the government promises and the demographics, the credit situation we're in, the pensions, the valuations, the greed of the status quo putting everybody in a caste system but themselves, I just see a big disaster coming, and it's not emotional opinion. It's math. So what we need to talk about, everything we talk about, Vince, whether it be cars, whether it be suboptimal products, destroying your cars, which cost a lot of money, whether it be savings, whether it be buying a house, whether it be getting out of debt, it all boils down to commerce, currency, and things like bonds, yields, and debt. Now, as long as basically what we have is a crime scene for the bottom 93% of income earners. And as long as the powers that be put money into buying stocks printed out of thin air, which they often go into debt to do that, a.k.a. stock buybacks, and not reducing debt and interest rates, the middle class is going to become more and more extinct. I mean, the fact that we have a rising stock market on lower volume doesn't make any sense. So as long as we continue with this U.S. Treasury Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme and they stop buying our debt, a.k.a. bonds, everything collapses. Remember, I know a lot of people are talking about normalizing interest rates. You got to remember, we have so much debt, not just corporate debt, but debt on our deficits and national debt we can't pay the interest on. We'll talk more about that.
Hold that thought. Hold us on. Ellen in Indiana will be right with you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
For achievements with us, offgridmontana.com. Alan in Indiana, welcome. You're on with Rich Eben.
Yes, how are you doing?
Yeah,
you were talking about automobiles. I've been trying to call in for about a week now.
I wasn't. Rich Eben was talking about them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you were about rust.
Yeah.
About 3 months ago, I was at a discount store, and they had some 20-weight synthetic oil. So I bought a couple of quarts because I could add it to my one vehicle that I use synthetic oil in the wintertime. And then I was thinking, they say don't use synthetic oil in older vehicles. So it penetrates and destroys the engine.
Well, that's not true.
Well,
that's not true.
I started using it on rust and soaking rusty nuts and bolts that I had to take apart. I had a ratchet wrench that was rusted solid, and soaking it in 3 days, it actually penetrates the rust, softens it, and sometimes even dissolves it.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true, and there's something that you might find that's even better than that, and that would be automatic transmission fluid, and that's what I use. So I don't throw out oil. So when I change the oil in trucks and tractors and cars, I save it. I have every ounce of oil I've ever changed since we've been in Missouri for 15 years, and I store it in the original containers that it came in, or I store it in 15-gallon drums. plastic mm-hmm. drums, and I with a sealed top, and I just keep it. And someday I may use it for heating oil, but I use it for lubricating chains and bushings and things like that.
Right.
What really works well for rust is automatic transmission fluid. And since you mentioned that, what really works well is a penetrating oil. The best penetrating oil known to man, or at least known to me, is a 50-50 mix of acetone and automatic transmission fluid. It's better than PB Blaster. It's better than a liquid wrench. It's better than the Chinese factory outlet spray lube. It's better than all of those. But you have to mix it yourself.
Yes. Well, like I say, I did have good luck with the synthetic oil, and I will try what you're saying about the transmission fluid and acetone.
Yeah, and you can use the cheap stuff. You know, the Dexron, Dexron 3. That's the least expensive for that purpose. But I want to tell you, since you mentioned the automobile and synthetic oil in older vehicles, here's the story on that from my perspective, from my personal experience. If you have a leak and you're using conventional oil, like a seal is leaking,
yeah,
it will go from a small leak to a gusher because the synthetic oil is more slippery and it will slip out past the seals.
Right.
So my recommendation is if you have a leak, do not use synthetic oil if you're using conventional oil. But if you don't have a leak and you want to use synthetic oil, certainly do that. And I do that. And I have found that sometimes I have to switch back to conventional oil because of exactly what I talked about, a leak. But for most purposes in my world, for non-diesel engines, meaning gasoline engines, I really like the synthetic. And since we have European vehicles, mostly European vehicles here, I like the Mobil 1 0W40 European formula full synthetic the best. It has the additive package for European vehicles. So that's the one I like the best, 0W40. But from the perspective of using 20-weight oil, you mentioned the winter, and that's correct. If you use that in the summer, I believe it's too thin. And I was going to talk about this today for just a minute or so. Our son came back from Springfield, and he had a vehicle that I changed the oil in. And I put 5W30 full synthetic in it. And I asked him what his miles per gallon were, and he told me that it was down. And I said, what's the temperature outside? He said, 91. I said, what's the temperature of the engine based on what the dash was telling him, the dashboard instrumentation? He said, 100. I said, well, it should be just about 85, 86. Sounds like the cooling system's having trouble cooling it, and the oil is too thin for that application because 5W30 is only good for 85 degrees. I'm sorry. Yeah, 85 degrees outside temperature. So you need to look at the temperature that's outside and the rating of your oil. And you can look that up. Alan, any other quick questions?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of northern Mississippi, where a shooting incident at a Walmart has drawn a huge police response. And deputies in the South Haven area now say two people are dead. And a police officer and the believed gunman were also shot, and they are currently hospitalized. WREG is reporting that more than one store worker told their reporter at the scene the shooter's a disgruntled employee. The incident follows a mass shooting in Northern California on Sunday afternoon that left three people dead and the gunman making four. He was shot by police less than a minute after his shooting began. Last night, a vigil was held in Gilroy.
We're here this evening to mourn these losses. We're here this evening to support each other.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Cheater.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, I was looking at some of the comments on the Ron Gibson channel. If you go to YouTube, you can listen to USA Prepares on the Ron Gibson channel, as well as Genesis Communications Network's archives, as well as the Republican Broadcasting's archives. Well, Crazy Coyote that's the handle for this person. Crazy Coyote commented on our doublespeak class last Thursday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and he listened very carefully to some of the things that we said, and he dissected the verbiage that we used, and he found some inaccuracies. He found some things that we said that just flat out were not true. And he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. And it just goes to show that some people really do pay attention. And when they pay attention, they can determine the truth. Now, that was a hoax. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I perpetrated a hoax for an hour and a half last Thursday. And you can listen to it. You can listen to the archive. And I'm probably going to do another one. I'll either do it by myself on Friday, or if Rick wants to do it with me, we can do it, you know, for an hour or so on this Thursday. But what Crazy Coyote determined, just one of the things that he mentioned, was that I said that Emerson was a fan company and they made fans, but because they put the blade on backwards on the first satellite launch in the 1930s, that the fan didn't work properly, and who would buy a fan from a company where the fan blows backwards? So they went into the air conditioning business. Well, Crazy Coyote made the point, and he's absolutely right, that all air conditioners have fans in them anyway. So what I was alluding to was they couldn't make a simple product, a fan, so they made a really complicated product called an air conditioner. And he determined that. And by the way, there weren't many refrigeration units that used a refrigerant like a Freon and a compressor in the 1930s. That really didn't happen until like the 1950s, you know, commercially. So I just wanted to share that. So I'll probably be doing it again this week if you'd like. Now, if you don't think that this is amusing, you know, this doublespeak, if you don't think it's amusing, just go to the Ron Gibson channel and tell us. If you think it is amusing and you'd like us to continue it, it's just our little brand of humor that we experimented with because we don't think most people pay attention. And that is the truth. Most people don't pay attention to anything, including when their doctor talks to them, including when my physician says that people are on their cell phones during, you know, she walks in for the appointment. It's a 7-minute appointment, and the patient just raises her finger and says, "Just a minute, I'm on the phone." Can you imagine that?
That's nothing surprises me these days. But Vince, everything today is doublespeak from the mainstream media, from the aristocracy. It's about holding the narrative and living in an emperor has no clothes society. So basically, if you say anything against the so-called meme theme talking point, the manufacturing of perception and the way the powers that be want to sway public opinion, you are going to be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist with an anti in front of every word and a ism-ist and phobia on the back of every word. So that's what they do. That's basically everything is propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes coming from the top. Remember, every message has to be approved at every level by the six corporations that control pretty much everything in the mainstream media. Okay? So that's why it's up to the little people and the new media to put things in perspective, because it's all about controlling the people. It's an addiction to power, money, and control. That's it. And that's one of the reasons why I talk at Economic 101 often. That's why I talk about so we can unveil a lot of the corruption and manipulation in the back. It's just like naked shorts with gold. You know, I'm a fan of sound money, but as long as we don't separate the paper price from the physical price, we're going to have corruption. It's the same thing with some of the things I was saying regarding the cryptocurrencies. I'm also a fan of those too. But until we get rid of the computer algorithms and the censorships and the surveillance, the deep platforming, the shadow banning, you have to ask, throw a question mark out there. how can we have low interest rates for the gold-backed currency? Right now, we need low interest rates for the little people. Now, I know it doesn't make sense, but we haven't been in a supply and demand free market capitalistic environment for years. They say use the term crony capitalism. We're not even close. Nothing is making sense. Like I mentioned those words earlier in the show, all these words have been changed by definition. So many words are now politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. Pardon me. They mean nothing. So what we need to do is reduce interest rates and reduce debt. Debt is our biggest problem. Corporate household, the bottom 93%. So when money should go into bonds, which is aka debt, refinance at the long end. In other words, get the long end of the bonds down. Okay, the number one country people want to live in is Switzerland. Even they have a 50-year bond that's negative. I know it makes no sense, but does quantitative easing make sense? Does stock buybacks, which used to be illegal, make sense? Everything is done to save and bail out the big guy. So if we get more cheap money loans until the... No one should get cheap money loans until their original debt is paid off. 80% of people are in debt. 13% of savers, the top 7% really don't care. So they always say, well, the bond market crashes first. Well, that's the way it's been. But what if we separate the bond market and stocks and eliminate, we have to stop subsidizing the stock market for sure. And if the treasury bonds go, which is our federal debt, then so does America and so does our dollar until we have a plan B in place. So as long as we keep subsidizing zombie slash junk bonds, which so many have been now rated into triple B, which is basically, you know, the precursor to junk bonds, we're subsidizing more wealthy. It's more welfare for the rich, just like money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks. It's all money for the rich at the expense of the little people. So if the 80% of people who are living paycheck to paycheck with no savings, how is higher yields or higher interest rates going to put money in their pockets? Let's say we have a 6% yield, okay, on the short end of the on the federal funds rate. It doesn't matter. Let's just say it's 6% across the board. If 80% of people have no savings because they're in debt, how is that going to help them? If we had negative interest rates and we reduced debt and just got it down there even for a short time so all the little people can refinance, all these corporations can refinance, but you can't use the cheap money to get more debt out until you pay your existing debt. We've allowed greed at the top to eliminate logic and common sense and opportunity for the bottom 93%. So, you know, it just, I know NERP and ZERP make no sense, zero or negative interest rates, but how are we going to get an economy that's churning when 80% are about to go into default, delinquencies, and bankruptcies? Now, if we refinance those debts for cheaper payments, we have to admit that the whole globe is in a deflationary, stagflationary environment. And as robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence continue to take over, it's going to be worse. Debt is deflationary. So if interest rates go up, you're going to see trillions of dollars go into bond defaults, delinquencies, bankruptcies. And it's going to shoot through the moon for the little people, all costs, all prices. And the wealthy is going to thrive on higher interest rates, and they're going to buy up everything for pennies on the dollar, which has happened over, if you read history. So sending insolvent corporations and households into a depression if we raise interest rates. Now, selling debt to desperate pension funds to be bailed out by the taxpayers in the realm of $6 trillion is what the cost is today. So the cost shifting is going to destroy any chance of prosperity for the middle class and the bottom 93%. You look at the spread on credit cards, folks. The profits from the banks, they're destroying the average person. It's the highest it's ever been. Balances are increasing on credit cards. Debt's going higher. People don't use credit cards more because they have more cash. They have more cash in their pocket. If they did, they'd use cash. They're using credit cards because they're desperate to buy things that they need. Gotta remember, everything is fake. Everything is phony. Everything is. If we have to look at what's legitimate today. But now regarding, I'm going to go off into little tangents as I go here, but if we go into a cryptocurrency and it is centralized, controlled by the banks, controlled by the government, it's going to be worthless to little people. Absolutely worthless. If big tech doesn't surrender its power to the people regarding surveillance and censorship, it's going to solidify the caste system that we're moving into, which means that if you are of the super wealthy, you'll stay that way. If you're of the bottom 93% or poor, you're going to stay that way. So can we see a separation of U.S. Treasury bonds from corporate bonds, which are probably going to go into default because of high debt and insolvency issues? I would like to see us start thinking outside the box, because the trends around the world are going down, and so is the U.S. Manufacturing activity down. Prices are, in a lot of cases, are going down. Employment, shipments, wages, savings, new orders. I don't see us heading towards a healthy economy unless it's totally rigged, totally fixed, and totally made up. Credit card charges are the highest they've ever been, and banks are going broke. And that's why credit cards charges and the spread for the banks are going up, because of all the malinvestment. They're insolvent. And this is the case around the world, including the U.S. The average household has a $3,000 deficit from debt. This is why I talk about citizen review boards and public forums throughout the U.S. What we need to do is start reducing debt for the little guy, and then our economy can churn again. Vince?
I've got a comment, and we come back with Rich Sheban right after these few short commercial announcements.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, I believe you said something like thinking outside the box. Well, okay, so here it is. The reason that we have so many of these problems, the reason that if you go to Springfield, Missouri, the price of gasoline is the same from station to station to station, and it's the way that way in most hamlets and cities and villages. Why is that? Well, it's because of cooperation and collusion. It's as simple as that. These guys agree that instead of competing with each other and letting the free market set the prices, they'll just have lunch together or have a meeting and decide what the price are going to be or get on the phone call or go to some website and arrange the prices. Well, how's it done in the big world, like big corporations? Well, it's called interlocking directorates. Interlocking directorates. So I'm talking about the directors of corporations. So what is an interlocking director? Well, it's a membership on the board of directors of two or more firms by the same individual. Is it legal? Well, normally it's legal if the firms are not competitors. But if they are competitors, it is illegal. So, for example, why is it that Home Depot and Lowe's has the same prices on similar items, like ball valves for plumbing, appliances, lighting, and so forth? Why is that? Why is it that the fixtures are roughly the same price? If you go and look at an American Standard sink, it's the same price at Home Depot as Lowe's, except maybe a Home Depot might say, well, ours has Scotchgard on it, so it's $10 more. Other than Scotchgard on a porcelain fixture, it's ridiculous. It's dumb, right? But that's what they do. Other than that, it's the same exact piece of merchandise. Well, it's because I believe, it's my opinion, that they cooperate with each other to set the prices. I can't prove it. So, but here's what I can tell you. One of the most notable examples of interlocking directorates occurred in 2002 between Google and Apple. Google and Apple. Eric Schmidt was the CEO of Google, and Arthur Levinson was the former chief executive of Genentech. Both men served on the board of directors for Google and Apple. Sounds like these guys are cooperating with each other. And if you look at the corporations who are doing really well, and if you look at why is it the price of a phone plan for T-Mobile and Verizon and U.S. Cellular, why are they all very similar in price? What would be the reason? Could it be that they cooperate and collude with each other? Well, I would have to say the answer, in my opinion, is yeah. Yeah. So that's how we got here. That's how we got here. Cooperation among competitors. Cooperating with each other to set the prices so that they really don't have to compete. They're all in it together. And they'll all share in the wealth. Rich, even any thoughts on that?
Well, basically what you're talking about is that we don't have any antitrust enforcement. What we have is fascism. What we have is you know, the government's going to bail out the big guys, you know. If you really want to make money today, folks, start a pension fund, and you'll probably get a government bailout. You know, as long as we have cooperation between the big corporate oligarchies, which basically eliminates all the small business, eliminates the mom and pops, because the mom and pops can't compete with the corrupt world and many other things as well, and we have big government backing them up. It's kind of like Monsanto, where, you know, for years they weren't allowed to be sued and they were protected by Congress. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the Nestle pulling out a bunch, got a $500 permit and stole 27 million gallons of water from California, and they were saying the people from California couldn't harvest their own water. Or it's, you know, Carlos Slim, who owns the New York Times, who's a Mexican citizen, made a fortune on Obama phones. It's Bezos at Amazon getting paid $1.50 from taxpayers for each box shipped. As long as the big corporate oligarchies are allowed to have the be categorized under special interests and have the lobbying and have the PACs, get the subsidies, get the money printing, the little guy is going to continue to deteriorate. And this is one of the reasons why I talk about economic 101. This is why we talk about all these things, because currency, because deflation, inflation, purchasing power, currency, all these things that we talk about here and there. And unfortunately, I have to shortcut everything because I don't have enough time to talk about things. I try to go into as much detail and specificity as I can to keep my message in context, but sometimes it's really difficult because of the lack of time. But people have to realize how important it is not just to get out of debt, but to talk about lowering interest rates so everybody can refinance. Because 80% of people are not going to benefit from normalized interest rates. They're going to lose everything. They're going to go into bankruptcy.
You waiting for me?
Hey, the music's off.
Okay. When we come back, why don't we talk about something that's, maybe the third rail of radio. You want to do that? Talk about what do you need to do to find that perfect person in your life? The selection process, according to our point of view.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.